Hi, I'm Kara Gavin, a digital editor for nursingcenter.com. Welcome to this new podcast about livewisems.org, which is an MS resource site for patients and healthcare providers. Livewise MS launched in December 2016, and I had the opportunity to talk with one of their editorial board members, Lori Mayer. Mayer holds a Doctorate of Nursing Practice degree and is MS certified. She's also the Director of Medical Research Services for Central Texas Neurology Consultants and their MS clinic, as well as a chair for the IOMSN Research Committee and a member of the editorial board of the International Journal of MS Care. Listen to our conversation to learn about what an MS nurse is, how to create a nursing care plan for an MS patient, and to discover what livewisems.org is all about. Hi, Lori. This is Kara Gavin calling from Nursing Center. Thank you so much for agreeing to be featured for our Nurse on the Move, especially, you know, with the launch of your new site, livewisems.org.
We're really excited.
I work with Kim very closely on nursingcenter.com, and she has just been so excited and anticipating the launch of the site, and she's so happy it is here.
Yeah, she's a great resource, though, and I think she's a really good focal point, you know, for our patients to connect to.
Yes.
So we're very, very happy to have her.
All right, well, let's just dive into the questions. I wanted to know, how would you define an MS nurse?
It's really a nurse who has a lot of passion for and experience working with patients who have MS. I think that would be one of the defining things. They're very compassionate people. They work very hard to ensure that their patients receive the best care. They educate them, inform them, you know, treat. You've got nurses range from, I'm talking about nurses, nurse practitioners. We're all very, very much involved in try to provide the best care that we can. And one important thing is by learning, educating ourselves, which we need to, about all the new things, the new disease-modifying therapies, the treatments, options, symptomatic treatments, things that would be available, and resources. You know, we're a great referral for resources, really, for our patients. It's a very, very passionate person.
That's good.
Who works in MS.
Yeah, I would bet. So I want to know, how would you describe your role with this new website, livewisems.org, and talk a little bit about what the site is and what it's supposed to be for patients with MS and healthcare providers.
Well, it's first of all, we have to really thank EMD Serono because they provided the grant for us to be able to work with Wolters Kluwer. And for us to be able to really do that, you know, we were looking at, and I'm the lead editor, and I have, I think there are five other nurses and nurse practitioners, you know, that are working with us on it. And to be able to collaborate with WK, who has access to all this great information that patients wouldn't necessarily have access of. That's one of the things that we wanted to do. We really, part of our job as editors is really looking at, you know, the content acquisition. We want to identify important articles that are for the patient. Of course, we're advocates for the patient and work very closely with the IOMSN. So it's really a collaborative effort altogether. But we wanted them to provide the patients an opportunity. If they wanted to educate themselves a little bit more about MS, symptom management, everything that's involved with it, that they could, this would be a great go-to website for them. And they would have access to textbooks and journal articles that they normally wouldn't necessarily have access to.
Right, because of WK's huge inventory of all this great, you know, authoritative evidence-based content that a patient might not necessarily either understand how to look it up in the database or just might not have access because they're not a healthcare provider. So it sounds like your team really kind of dives into maybe the healthcare jargon and the content and then kind of takes out what's the most applicable applicable to patients and kind of explains it to them.
And that's exactly it, and summarizes.
Right, and summarizes
for
it.
Them. And then we also look to the website as being links to different resources. They want to go beyond content that's there on where to go to for additional resources and things. So yeah, really trying, and like I said, we've got a great team, really, between the publishing company and the ION. It's a really great group that we're working with.
Absolutely. What is your absolute favorite thing about the site?
I think, first of all, the face on it is Kim. Uh-huh. And I am so excited that she's collaborating with this.
And Kim Freiling-Rosser is a patient herself of MS. She's also a digital editor for your site.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she's very passionate, I think, obviously, you know, about having this be a successful, sustainable website. And I think it's just a good face to put with the PD, because she has so much experience herself, and she can, I think that patients can actually relate to her. So, and then, you know, you gotta look at the nurses. The nurses are the go-to. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the go-to for the patients. They do, nurse practitioners and nurses do follow-up appointments, do triage, they're very, very involved, and actually a very important part of the MS care, but they're typically the go-to person first, so they're the first line. They're the portal. They're kind of like the portal to the neurology practice, really.
I mean, in your work as an MS nurse, how do you normally approach a patient who is newly diagnosed with MS?
Well, first of all, it depends. Sometimes, you know, they get the diagnosis here, you know, and so I can talk about those patients, and then other times they have the diagnosis and then they're just coming here because we're an MS center and have so much experience and they're coming here for our expertise. But it is, if you're going to be diagnosed with MS, it's a good time, because we do have so many options where, you know, 20 years ago we just didn't have very many. We had symptomatic treatments, but we didn't have very many disease-modifying therapies that were available, and we have so many different options at this point. One of the topics, of course, is the patient on a disease-modifying therapy, and so there'll be some discussion around that. No decisions necessarily made right at that appointment. It takes a while for, I think, them, especially the newly diagnosed, to be able to digest the information and digest the diagnosis. And we do like them to go on it, do some more investigation on themselves. We give them actually a list of websites that we feel are validated and reliable that they can go to if there's more information that they will look on for this, that, or whatever. As far as resources, and of course, LiveWise is on that list now. So then we usually have a follow-up appointment, usually within a month, that they're back, to make sure that maybe decisions have been made, certain treatments, symptomatic treatments, you know, are working, we're all on the same page, and we've got our plan has been decided and defined, and then we go from there.
Great. So I wanted to know, what do you see as the biggest challenge you face regarding MS care?
Well, I think it's really important we need to gain support for the patients to have access to treatment and treatment options. I think we need to work a little bit better as far as resources in providing some emotional support to people living with MS, and that includes the caregivers also. Mm-hmm. The patients, the caregivers, their partner, care partners, families, their coworkers, and things. It's such an unpredictable disease, and it can be very difficult coping with the disease, and it just doesn't impact just the patient themselves, but it impacts, again, their families and care partners. It impacts a whole group of people. So, and as the, with the unpredictability of the symptoms and the disease progression, the MS patient really has to be very flexible, and as well as their support system needs to be flexible because of the unpredictability of what they're dealing with from day to day.
It seems like, you know, you might come up with a couple, like you said, 2 to 3 treatment options, but depending on how it goes, you have to be flexible and understand that, you know, you might have to switch to something else that maybe you weren't as open to before.
And sometimes the symptoms, because they are unpredictable, they can fluctuate throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. Mm-hmm. You know, a patient themselves kind of learns what their own fluctuation of MS symptoms are. Mm-hmm. You know, that they have to deal with. And within that, they have a good idea. They may need to adjust things, you know, from day to day.
Right.
Maybe they can't necessarily, maybe they're experiencing a lot of fatigue one day, more than another day, and they may need to really think about prioritizing what they're going to do for that day.
Right.
So, you know, it can be very difficult, you know, and living with MS is very challenging.
Mm-hmm. So would you say the unpredictability is the most important thing to understand about living with MS?
I think it is, especially when you're newly diagnosed. And I think newly diagnosed patients, sometimes they're very fearful of that unpredictability. But I think as they get more comfortable and maybe get, you know, become a little bit more educated about the disease process and about how they're advocating for themselves by being on a disease-modifying therapy. You know, because we have some very effective therapies out there that, you know, clinically, clinical trials have showed us they do slow the progression of the disease. So we know that it can impact a patient's life.
Right. Would you say that disease-modified therapy is probably the biggest change in the landscape of treatment for MS, or would it be something else?
It really has. You know, some of the therapies, as far as from the nursing perspective, require more monitoring than we've had before. So you're going to see nurses involved in that aspect, because, well, MS is a long-term, it's a lifelong disease. And unfortunately, we don't have a cure. We're still working for that, and there's so many different things they're investigating. But we do have several options for them. I mean, we know one therapy doesn't work for everybody, and thank goodness we do have different options. There's a lot of hope, I think, that for MS patients, really, right now.
So what do you envision for the future of LiveWiseMS.org?
I hope, number one, that it's going to be sustainable. That, I mean, we do want to grow. We do want to expand. We need to get out there and let patients know that this is a go-to website for them for resources. So the thought behind it is, you know, we hope to make an impact, you know, on the MS patient's life in a positive way. We're just excited that things are growing and things are changing, and we're learning more and more about MS, and we're learning how to better treat, I think, and how to better manage things.
Right.
As far as symptomatic treatments and things that are available. There's more than just disease-modifying therapies that are out there. And I think we need to work a little bit harder on the resources, whereas there are tremendous websites that they can go out as far as education. But I think for their support system, we need to reach out to those care partners.
Right.
Maybe a little more than we have been before. So we're hoping that this will be really a good resource for them also.
Absolutely. So this has been great, just learning more about the disease and the work that the nurses are doing, and has been wonderful. And I really look forward to seeing what livewisems.org has to bring.
Okay? That sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a happy holiday.
You have a good Christmas.
All right. Bye. That brings us to an end with my interview with Lori Mayer, an MS-certified nurse and editorial board member for livewisems.org. To learn more about the site, you can go to www.livewisems.org and be sure to come back to Nursing Centers in the Round blog for more great resources and content.